November 10th Township Meeting. It's 9 a.m. We'll move into public comment. Do we have any public comment? Would you please?
My name is Tony Whitbrout, 8326 North Bay Shore, Elk Rapids Township. I'm here as a Elk Rapids resident and taxpayer, but also as a member of the Friends of the Elk Rapids District Library Board. I just want to let the board know that, and in the audience as well, you can join our board for $10 for an annual membership fee. So we welcome and encourage anyone who wants to be a member as a friend of our board. Additionally, there has been some community conversation about our board and the capital campaign as far as transparency is concerned. There was a complaint apparently that we received from the Attorney General's office that was dated October 16th. I received that and I made a call to the Attorney General handling that in the Charitable Trust Division of the Attorney General's office. And she assured me at that particular time when I called her on November the 4th that there was no complaint against our board. There was an investigation regarding corporate oversight and other matters regarding the capital campaign and the Elk Rapids District Library Board. As we all know, there was a special meeting, perhaps everyone knows, of the Elk Rapids District Library Board on the 28th of October that determined there would be an audit slash financial oversight of the capital campaign in relation to our board. We are more than willing to participate. We have our next board meeting October the 23rd. It will be discussed, and we are hopeful that everyone...
November
23rd. Looking at those shaking faces like, no, you idiot, you're wrong. So we have our board meeting, which will be discussed, and we are more than willing to fully cooperate with whatever investigation and or oversight is required. Thank you.
I have a question.
You do?
Yeah.
It's public comments.
I can ask a question as a board
can
member.
You? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Is the 501c3 back up and running?
It always has been.
In
I should say it has been since August, yes.
Okay, because the website for the Attorney General shows the last compliance was the 30th of June, 2019.
Our CPA board member had that reinstituted and back on board in August, so I have no idea what you're saying.
There is
so we have a 501c3 that's active, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do we have any other comment?
Hi there, I'm Myra Muth. I live on Birch Lake, and I'm a proud member of the Coalition for the Possible. There are some wonderful things going on in town. The group is growing. It's positive. I worked the library walk. The people that were visiting the community were thrilled. They couldn't believe all the different ages of supporting this community, and I'm just feel very fortunate to be part of a group that's trying to make positive change. I like being a part of that. Just wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Please.
I'm Karen Simpson. I'm the interim chair of the Elk Rapids Library Capital Campaign. And a month ago at your October meeting, members of the organization made statements of misinformation, accusation, and insinuation. I'm not here to expose or refute any of those, as Tony has just given you a good synopsis of the status of the Friends and the complaints that have been made. Also, we have requested and approved, as Tony mentioned, an audit to go forward with. I know it's going to take a couple of months, but hopefully that'll take care of a lot of this, the things that have been said. What I'm here to talk about really is the silver lining of all of this. What has come out of this is an understanding that we need to work together to be successful. We have engaged the chaos of this moment and found that the community has come to us with unwavering support and offers of help in any way needed. The positive response reminded me that the library expansion is a community project. It's about passionate and dedicated volunteers working with the community partners towards the vision of the library to become the heart of the community. By the end of the year, our working relationship will grow to become much more interdependent and collaborative. We will be rolling out the year-end giving effort in a few weeks, and that should wrap up our 2020. Going forward, we will hope to attend township meetings on a regular basis to ensure that communication about the capital campaign is positive and clear. If you have any questions or you want to hear more about the project, please feel free to reach out and schedule a meeting. And we thank you for your cooperation and your continued
thank
support.
You.
Thank you.
Do we have any other comment?
Good morning. I just am here. I'm Julie Brown. I'm the superintendent for Elk Rapids Schools, and I just want to introduce myself. And I wanted to thank the townships and the community for their tremendous support in the bond. And I'm here as a resident, superintendent, graduate of Elk Rapids Schools, and I'm certainly invested in this community, and we want to partner and make sure we do whatever we can to be successful. So that's all.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Would you be able to provide us with your contact information? Because I've got another reason to get a hold of you.
Oh, boy.
After this. Yeah. So I've been waiting to meet you, so this
okay.
has been wonderful.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
I'll leave it with you when I leave.
That would
sound
be great.
Okay.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Welcome back, Julie.
Is there anything further? Any other comments? Okay, not hearing any, we'll move forward. Next, we need approval of the meeting agenda. Do we have a motion? Or do we need any changes?
I move to approve.
Okay. Support.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Consent agenda. Is there anything that we need to change on the consent agenda?
Shall we do it?
I'm
going to
do that at the end.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the consent agenda as all the items on the consent agenda.
Support.
Okay. I have support. Is there any further discussion? Do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Halts?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
And Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Motion carries. I'm just, take your time.
Oh, I'm done.
We're done? Okay. We'll move on.
Thank you.
General Tax Act changes. We have our assessor here, Carlene. Would you like to address?
As far as the designated assessor? Or?
Oh.
No explanation of the. Do you have anything to add? I'm saying.
No. Are you talking about the resolution? That
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you come to the.
Yep.
You couldn't have been any farther back there, Carlene.
I know you like to hide.
I don't know what the rules are.
You sound like you're in a box back there.
Okay. It is for the designated assessor. It's regarding assessing reform. And as of December, at the end of the year this year, each county in the state of Michigan has to choose a designated assessor. And that's what those, there's an agreement that is before you, and there's also a resolution. The designator assessor that was chosen was the equalization director for that is currently in Antrim County. Her name is Jamie Hauserman. It's her business. They had a hard time finding somebody to do it because a lot falls behind it. And what a designated assessor is basically is in some of the townships, they're finding that their township cannot meet the AMAR requirements. So instead of going out and finding another level two or whatever, somebody that's brand new, they're choosing a designated assessor to take that over. The township does have the option, though, Mike, and I think that you understood the same thing when we listened in on that. The township does have an option to look for their own, it's called a Michigan Advanced Assessor or a Master Appraiser Assessor. So those would be considered the old level three or level four. If they cannot find somebody to take that over, then the designated assessor is appointed that. So basically what this resolution is, it's really not a, I mean, you can deny it if you want, but the county as a whole is going to choose Jamie as the designated assessor.
the standards for this designated assessor, you said, was what, level three?
They have to be either a level three or a level four. Jamie is a level four. That's the highest level that you can be.
And in comparison, you're a level three?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are some townships still functioning with, what, a level two?
Yes, that is correct.
And will they be forced to go to the level three?
No. The only way that would happen is if that current assessor that is currently a level two or an MCAO, which is, I'm so old school, I don't even know all these acronyms, Michigan Certified Assessing Officer, I think that's what it stands for, MCAO, which is the old level two. If they were to fail the AMAR requirements, they get a chance to cure that. If they can't cure it, then at that point, they either have to hire a level three or a level four, or they're appointed the designated assessor within that unit.
What would be a township that would have to do this? A township without an assessor?
Well, if you have a township, you know, let me give you an example, a small township that has 500 parcels. Having 500 parcels versus 3,000 parcels, it isn't any more or any less work. The only less work would be the field data. But you're still doing the same amount of forms, the same amount of reporting to the state, board of reviews, all of that. So you would see many level threes and level fours backing away from that because the pay isn't really worth that small amount of parcels to them. So that's when I'm assuming that you would see a designated assessor move in.
Probably in the UP, more or less, is where a lot of this happens, in the smaller.
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, Obviously, it's brand new. It's going to be starting for 2022 or 2021. You have to choose it by the end of this year, though.
And there are requirements for the Board of Review. Is that correct as well?
Yes, there's going to be new requirements for the Board of Review that they will have to have training.
And our Board of Review's done that?
Our Board of Review has not done the Board of Review training, but we do have two Board of Review members that are certified assessing technicians. That is the beginning level to the assessing field.
Do you have something, Bill?
The only thing I'd clarify, or at least ask a question on, is if a township assessor became incapacitated with a car accident, COVID, or something else, then a potential that this agreement resolution would take effect and take over, she would come in. She doesn't charge until she actually does work, I believe.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'd also have the option to probably hire someone as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've seen it before in assessing units where downstate where the assessor, you know, as a single contractor, they don't have a staff that has come down with an illness that was pretty ill, and they've had somebody, you know, they kind of subcontract somebody out to take care of it until that assessor can come back.
Does the board have any other questions for Carlene or anything toward the resolution?
I do. Just because assessing is way over my head, and that we've been able to sit back and be very comfortable with the assessor that we chose and that's doing an excellent job for us.
Oh, thanks.
We would sign this agreement with Antrim County to be a part of the whole, but it really shouldn't affect us if something were to happen to you. Is that correct? I mean, we would not probably need a designated assessor for anything. They couldn't come in and take over, say, your job if we think and if you think you're doing the correct job.
That would only be up to the state. So if the state determined that the township's assessor is not meeting the requirements and we fail completely, we don't cure it, then the township would have the opportunity to look for a new level three or a new level four. If there are no applicants, then you would be appointed this designated assessor.
See, part of the process is what we've just went through with a new appraisal of the township and village. So you've just got to visit this over the next 5 years, at least 20% of the parcels per year, correct?
Right, and that's a tiny fraction of it. That's not even really part of the AMAR anymore, to be honest with you. It's more resolutions. Does the township have poverty exemptions? Do they have a resolution that allows for to not charge the 1% admin fee for transfer affidavits that aren't filed? the agreement with the township and the county as far as the taxes and how that works. The 20% is necessary for the assessor to do their job, but it's not necessarily part of the AMAR anymore. I mean, the big issues are the ECF analysis, the land analysis for the properties. Is the township within 50% of the value? Those are the big issues, and obviously then the resolutions, and those are things that you do get dinged for. I mean, there's little minor things that you might get marked down for. Something as simple as a date stamp. You know, was it that it was stamped, received on the 20th, but it wasn't entered into the system until, you know, the 31st, things like that. So, and that's going to happen in small townships like this, because sometimes an assessor isn't even in the office at all, and they'll just go grab their documentation and enter it as they go. We know what our deadlines are, and we know that what needs to be met, but it does happen where, you know, somebody might sneak something in after the deadline.
Well, and this year was unique because they allowed up through the summer board of review.
Yeah, that was unique, and we do have an appeal that has, because of that evaluation appeal. And July board of review and December board of review, that's mainly for clerical errors, paperwork, anything that, you know, a PR, a principal residence exemption that should have been accepted, that was misfiled, that's something that you can put on the roll, just clerical errors. Because of COVID this year, the July board of review was allowed to hear valuation appeals.
So does the board have any questions, anything further? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept this resolution.
I'll make the motion to accept the resolution.
Support.
We have support. Do we have any further discussion?
I don't have one. The resolution number to be determined when I get back to my office.
You did look at the pricing and everything that you would, I mean, I just want to make sure that.
So this cost us?
Oh, yeah.
Not unless she takes over, it doesn't cost you, does it?
No, I think it does. If she's appointed and is appointed,
it was explained differently on the telephone with Milton Township then, because it said she does not charge for the service unless she comes in and actually does the work.
Right.
She may not.
And that would be the instance I fail my duties.
You become incapacitated. Something happens.
Okay, that's different. Yes, that's correct. I mean, then you wouldn't be charged. But if I fail my duties and I fail the AMAR and you can't find a new level 3, you can't find a new level 4, then she becomes a designated assessor.
Right,
and she
charges
is,
at that point. She doesn't charge today.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, there's no charge unless we utilize the service.
Right.
Okay. But then we just won't pay her.
Well, I wouldn't be your assessor anymore at that point.
Do we have any further discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Haltz.
Yes.
And Aaron Eisenhart is absent. Motion passes. Carlene, do you have anything further to add?
Excuse me, no. The data collection has pretty much been completed. I think he's coming back either this week or next week just to touch up a few things, and then from that point on, we'll be done with everything.
So the township and village has been fully reassessed.
Yes. So everything will be out online, and I believe the link to the village is on the township website to get the taxes.
Would you explain that for everyone so that they know if they come in through the township, how that might work?
Well, it's been especially helpful during COVID because obviously people were working on taxes, doing plenty of work at home, and a lot more requests from people because people were just home, nothing to do. It was nice to be able to guide them and point them to the township website because all the data is out there. There's photos of all the properties. There's sketches of all the properties. They're able to get the taxable value for tax purposes, for income tax purposes. And when you're on that, if you have a village property, you are able to click on the link that takes you over to the village. But I don't know if they charge for it. That's the only thing.
No, the village doesn't charge, and we don't charge.
Okay, so it's all of it's free. which is really nice because it helps real estate agents. I mean, a lot of times people aren't working 8 to 5 when the office is open. They're working on the weekend, they're working at night. They got kids to take care of at home now. So it's been, and I've heard a lot of really good things about it. It makes me happy that people are happy about it.
Okay. Is there anything further? Does the board have any further questions? Okay. Thank you, Carlene. Okay, we'll move on. The sheriff and commissioner report. I'm not seeing the sheriff here. So I'll just briefly go through. There was 8 911 checks. Pretty quiet. 5 driver complaints, 3 fire structure, 2 frauds, 3 a general assist, 4 hazardous condition, 4 events, medical calls 11, suspicious situations, just 1 this time, so a total, 23 traffic stops, 3 vehicles in a ditch, looks like 3 water rescues, no, 1 vehicle in a ditch, 3 water rescue, total of 81 events for the month of October. We'll look through. We don't see the county commissioner here, so we'll move on. Is there any further discussion on either sheriff or county commissioner? Okay, we'll move on. Ambulance department, MMR.
For the month of October for the village and the township of in the township of Elk Rapids, there were a total of 26 calls for service, of which we transported 19. They are, the contract says they will be there within 12 minutes, 80% of the time, and 31% of the calls were falls in that category. The reason it falls, there's calls other than that, these does not include Milton Township, which is a little distance driving from here to over there, which adds some time. And so that's it.
Okay.
They're compliant.
They're compliant, yes, with the contract.
Is there any other questions or discussion? Okay. We'll move on. Fire Department, Chief Williamson.
Good morning, Ken Williamson, Fire Chief. And just to embellish a little bit, we had 12 runs in October. Some of those involve in the water, and one of those involved the Sheriff Department. There's a press release coming out. We had a pretty amazing save over on Birch Lake on Thursday night, the 29th. And so while we're working with the Sheriff, I'm putting a press release together on that. But really great teamwork, and we lucked out a little bit, but we saved 2 men from drowning on Thursday night, the 29th, in Birch Lake when their boat sunk about midnight. We're currently at 17. For staff, Kurt Johnson did officially retire, finally turned in his paperwork. He was there almost 30 years. Because of COVID, we'll probably delay plans for some sort of celebration for him, but we just wanted to recognize his service, and we'll get him a nice little plaque and stuff. We're still waiting on 800 radio programming. State of Michigan is still trying to put that whole program together for Antrim County. Shipping container finally did arrive, and it's in place out at the training center. I'm not sure if we'll be able to put that into service yet this winter or not, because it's going to take some work, but at least it's here and we can start working on it. We're continuing to meet in small groups. We're doing truck maintenance a couple people at a time and spreading it out in order to try to keep COVID at bay here, and we met with our business meeting last night virtually on Zoom. Fire prevention week over at the school went really well. We held it out in the outdoor classroom they have over there. Very well received, had some great comments and pictures on Facebook. It was good PR. The ACES meeting was held on the 28th. We're still working on changing the language for identifying our units to plain language rather than a number system. We're the only one that still uses numbers in northern Michigan pretty much. And so we're trying to get on board with that. Catching up with the rest of the state. firefighter 1 and 2 class starting in Bel Air. We don't have anybody in that class, but we do have some new recruits, and I'll get to that here in a second. Pre-hospital trauma life support class was held last Saturday. Those of us with medical licenses over there at the fire barn were there all day, trying to get some continuing education credits to renew our medical licenses that come due in April. Halloween went well. We had some volunteers. The attendance was low, as you guys probably know, but we still handed out candy to a couple hundred kids over here, I guess. And last but not least, that article in the paper we had a couple weeks ago did some good, and we had some interest in joining the department. And so we have two names that I'd like to submit for membership, Josh Vanderveer and Eric Edwards. And if you guys would do a motion to accept those guys, that would be wonderful. And that's all I have.
What's the membership for?
Become a firefighter.
To begin training?
Yep.
Does the board have anything further for Ken?
Motion?
Well.
Oh, you guys do that at the end or whatever?
Yeah, no. You want.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, right now.
A motion, yeah. Do you want to do all in one?
Yeah, if I can do that. Okay. I'll move to accept Josh Vanderveer and Eric Edwards as members to the Elk Rapids Fire Department, and know that Ken will take care of all the paperwork, background checks, and everything that goes along with that.
I'll support that. Do we have any further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Ken, quick question, and you've probably told me and I've forgotten, but I know we're getting toward the end of our year here in a few months. How do we look as far as our staffing with the, as far as the bonus program or the pay schedule, as far as
the retirement?
Retirement, yes.
We should be really close to last year. Last year's figure, I think we'll be fine budget-wise.
About the same?
Mm-hmm, about the same.
So you'll have some folks that are going to reach the standards then, about like last time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I think we'll have two people that'll jump up a category, but it's only a couple $100 difference, I think. So.
Okay. Okay. I know Mike will be curious about that.
Fire department budget's in good shape.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks,
Ken.
I'm
still waiting on to apply for that grant for the compressor for December.
When does that come up again? In December?
I got to submit it here in November, and then the determination is in December. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll still have a few months to play with that before our end of our fiscal.
Ken, how long does it take for these two gentlemen to become active firefighters?
Well, we'll start training them. They technically can't do hot zone work until after they've passed firefighter 1 and 2 class. We're planning on having a class next winter. So gradually we'll be introducing them to, we'll issue them equipment, and they can come down on training nights and become familiar with the trucks, and they can come to fire scenes and do some work, but just nothing in a hot zone. They can't wear an air pack. They can't be in a dry suit in a boat and that kind of stuff, but they can be, you know, support status. So
6 months, a year?
We require them to be certified within 2 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else for Ken? Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll move on to the governmental building maintenance update. Dick?
Always one of my favorite topics. The HVAC work, I believe, is done. We have not finalized the job with the engineer, to my knowledge. It is supposed to happen in the next week or two, and then we'll go into warranty period. As of the last 4 or 5 inch rainstorm, the building still hasn't leaked, so I'm about ready to declare the leak problem won.
Clear victory.
Yes.
We can run over to ceiling tiles?
And we might be thinking about ordering ceiling tiles.
Filling in the holes? Does anyone have anything further for Dick? Okay, I don't know if you want to say anything about Hertha at this point, since we're talking buildings. Is there anything new on that project?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to attorney's report. Bill?
Attorney's report for November, just a comment on the 81 events of the Sheriff's Department. That's probably a little bit above average over the last 6 years, but it's not much. I'll go through my checklist here. I have farmland open space, have nothing new to report on that matter. Wilcox Park, gun range. All I think to say is that as the last check, we still, the heirs, I believe have been paid. The tax bill was sent to the heirs and they paid it, but the deed has not been recorded yet. Planning Commission, nothing new to report on that. There will be a ZBA meeting this afternoon at 3 p.m. on a requested variance. I believe it's on Birch Lake because of the lot situation, small lot situation. Orchard View site condominium and private road south of town and Elk Lake Road, 9 lots on 31 acres. The Planning Commission has reviewed it and give recommendations to the Township Board. It will come back to the board, but the zoning administrator is waiting for contact from the developer to start the procedure to finish up the project. Bertha referred to Dick. I call the Oak Rapids Sewer. I defer to Dorrance on anything new on that and Shelley. Maple Harbor Sewer, last month, I think the final piece of that was resolved with Mr. Hendershot's. Did hook up, got the permit, was in the process of hooking up. I don't know if it's actually hooked.
As far as I know, there's no connection yet.
Got the permit, and he's going to pay the fees, but it's going to be paid over a period of months. So that should do it. Sewer extension, Milton Township. All I know, and I have nothing new to report, but it is continuing, and they're starting to hook up out there, and the monthly bills are starting to go out, I believe. Medical marijuana. I have nothing new to report on medical marijuana, recreational marijuana, or hemp. I haven't seen the paper, and I didn't check the Antrim County, but there was an election in Central Lake that had a proposal to allow a marijuana shop within the village. Last I had heard, it was a tie vote, but I don't know what's happened on that one. That would have been the only facility, medical, recreation, or hemp, or CBD oil in the county if it got passed. Cemetery, I defer to Dorrance and Shelley on that matter. Short-term rentals, nothing new to report. Local assessing reform, we've heard from Carlene. MMR, we've heard the report from Mike on that. And just because we have a bigger audience here, just want to reinforce that MMR has purchased, it took over Munson Northlake, so you'll see a lot more of their ambulances around the area. I'm not certain exactly, I forgot the date it actually takes effect, but it's
Munson kept. What they're planning on starting.
When?
December 1st.
December 1st.
I don't know if they'll have all the rigs painted in that.
And Munson retained a 5% ownership. So, according to the Traverse City Record, Tart Trail, I defer to Shelley on that. That's it for my checklist.
Board, have anything further for Bill? Bill, I've got a question for you. I was contacted by Jim Janice from the village on the library, and he was asking me to get together with he and Bill and Lon Bargy from Milton to talk about the intergovernmental agreement. He said that it appears that we need to make an amendment to it. And what my comment back to him was is I would like to review that agreement and have an opinion from you as to kind of where we are before I go to that meeting. So I guess, Bill, what I'd like to have you do is look at that agreement and kind of see, as long as the board's supportive of this, look into where we are, because I know it's an old agreement from what I found and looked at between the three entities.
Okay, my recommendation on that is let's get something in writing from Bill Cooper or Jim Janice as to what exactly they want to discuss. I want this and any attachment they want to put on their correspondence to us, get it to me, and then I'll know what I'm aiming to look at, right, versus having to go through a big file. I did check my closed files, both at Elk Rapids Township and Milton Township, and the file is several inches thick, and I have a lot of materials in there. But I just want to know, you know, what they're after, what they want to do. So I would recommend, and I believe Milton Township's going to do the same thing. They request something in writing and why they want to do it, and then we'll look at, I'll tell you the points on it, and then both townships can consider what they want to do.
Okay, now do you want to communicate directly with them, Bill, yourself, and do the request?
I can do that, but I think all you got to do is call okay. Bill and ask, just give us something in writing, or Jim.
All right.
Just so they have something. It can be addressed to you, and you can transfer it to me.
Very good. Does the board have any other thoughts?
No, I think a written request is most the best way to consider this.
Mike?
I'm all set.
Once that happens, then we'll deal with this in the future meetings to come.
Right. Shelley?
I'm good.
Okay. That's all I have. If we want to move on, does anybody have anything further for Bill? Okay. We'll move on. Township board announcements and correspondence. I know Shelley's got something on the cemetery.
Yep, I have a couple of things, actually. So for the cemetery, back in June, the board approved a quote from Pro Image Design to put our road signs up back there so that we could have some identification and some help when we're trying to direct people through the cemetery. They've gone ahead and finished the project, and the signs are up. The quote that they gave us was $3,300, and it came in at $3,217. We already approved the quote. I have the invoice here, and I would like to send them a check, with our checks this month. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a double approval, but I wanted to let you know that I'd like to send Pro Image Design a check for $3,217.16.
Otherwise, Mike, Shelley didn't go over budget.
No.
Okay.
Never.
Never.
I don't know if we need another approval for that or if I just am letting you know.
I think it's just an FYI because I know we'd already made the motion.
Okay.
It wasn't in the original packet there, that's all.
Right.
Have they, and I didn't hear the first part, have they installed them? I haven't even looked.
Everything's installed, yeah. Looks okay. Good.
Very good.
So
now you can actually give directions?
I can. All I have to do is put those signs on my maps so that I know how to direct people in. We got all winter to work on that stuff now, so.
Well, I imagine having a master map with the names would be.
It'd be helpful. The next thing is the election, November 3rd election, and I don't want to brag, but I'm going to brag for our election workers because I had 17 people in here working like you wouldn't believe, and our portion of the election went very smooth. We had no issues. We had numbers balance out at the end of the night. Everything worked out very well for this election, and it was a long time working up to it. And I just want to thank all of my election workers again publicly because they did an excellent job. And Antrim County has been going through heck in the news, but everything that we turn into them and everything that they do is, they're working so hard at everything. But this turned out well, so I just wanted to mention that we're alive.
Well, your numbers were accurate.
Yeah, our numbers were always accurate, and the county knew that. They had that down there. But, they just had a glitch somewhere, and it's all taken care of. So that's good. But the work that was put in by many ladies, you know, a lot of them over 70, through this COVID period is just amazing. So I just, you know, am so thankful to have a community like this. Just wanted to say that.
Very good. Do you have anything further? You seem to be the center
well,
of attention.
I do not.
You sure?
No.
Okay. Mike, do you have anything?
Your winter tax bills are in process.
You're always just a fun guy.
I know. I will not mail them till after Thanksgiving, so.
Thank you, Mike, for that. Appreciate that. Well, Dick, I'm going to run down the punchline or punch list again. Hertha, there's nothing new. Do you want to share?
No.
No? Okay. Library, anything going on?
Yeah, there's a few things going on at the library. First of all, I'd like to thank Karen Simpson and Barb Johnson from the library board for attending our meeting. It's good to see the people coming and being active in the township activity. At our meeting coming up, just so everybody knows for the record, Jim Janisse and Bill Cooper are going to explain to the library board how the current ordinance that was put in effect in January of 2019 regarding the control of the Island House will work should the library move ahead and improve that building. Myself, I'm very interested in that. As you see, Tony showed up from the Friends and certified that they have an active 501c in compliance, which is a very good piece of news. There are numerous FOIA requests from the Record Eagle and other people that are being handled by the library director. And I believe she will have those all complied with in the next 30 days. Welcome all of you to attend the library board meeting this Thursday.
Well, does the library actually have a working agreement with the village as
no.
we speak for the building?
Absolutely do not.
Okay. Are you still working on that?
I think we'll be able to report better on that after Jim tells us exactly what the village's position is as far as an operating agreement.
Okay. Anyone else have anything else for Dick? Okay. No other announcements? Okay. I guess no one else objects. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.